Welcome back here with Dave and Faisal on QR Calgary and More Than Money. We're joined by Andrew McCree, CEO and CIO of Forge First Asset Management. Andrew, first of all, thanks for sticking around after the break. We appreciate that. You made a comment in the last segment. You talked about range-bound, that 10-year treasury, I'm assuming you were referring to when you were saying sort of 4.5% to 5%. I want to hit you with an interesting comment that there was an interview. David Rosenberg was part of this interview this week, and he was talking about the fact in Canada that we could see rates drop much more aggressively and much sooner than what the market is currently pricing. It's effectively saying that the inflation genie has been put back in the bottle and the market's got it wrong from an interest rate perspective. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I do believe that the outlook for the Canadian economy is inferior to that of the US economy for a host of reasons. I mean, late this past week, the Canadian dollar was flirting with the 72 cent US level. Aside from the dip during COVID, when the US dollar went through the roof against every other currency, this is the weakest the Canadian dollar has been for many years. And I believe that that speaks to the perception of the political and economic climate in Canada relative to other countries. Point number two, when it comes to fiscal stimulus, one of the reasons why the U.S. economy has been so resilient, which of course has made the Fed's job even tougher, is because Biden's fiscal stimulus is nothing short of gargantuan. And even though capital spending is only 10% of the U.S. economy, real estate 5%, consumer 68-70%, external trade is negative. Meanwhile, the government makes up the rest. That fiscal stimulus dwarfs what's been done in Canada. And so we're going to have a weaker economy in Canada than the States. You're seeing it in the dollar now. And I do believe that the Bank of Canada is likely to be aggressive at cutting rates, more so than the Fed, but only when they can. We have rates of roughly 30% of our workforce being unionized in Canada versus 6% in the States. And we all know what's going on in the wage front. Now, I'm not belittling the need for all workers to get paid more money, because inflation is a real, real problem. And even when inflation falls down, the cost of living is going to stay through the roof. But that does make it tough for the Bank of Canada to cut rates when they want to. And so I think it's a little early to think that the Bank of Canada is going to have room to cut rates in the near future. At the same point in time, when you look at interest rates and the impact on our economy, specifically housing, it's a very different story in Canada than the States. We are much, much more exposed to the level of interest rates than the American housing sector is, because in the States, you take a 30-year mortgage, and the average mortgage rate in the installed base of mortgage in the States today is about 3%. And so that's why housing prices are going up in the States, because nobody wants to sell their home, because that means they have to take a new mortgage when they buy a new house, and that could be as high as 8%. So I do agree that the Bank of Canada wants to cut rates, but I don't think they'll be able to cut rates for, I'll say, another 6, maybe 9 to 12 months.
Andrew, when you come into our offices and you've met us before, you've seen that Dave and I sit down and we actually have these types of debates. And Dave will look at points of risk that are out there in the markets. I look at areas of opportunity. And I think generally investors look at it on both sides. Now, you have the opportunity with a lens that's a little bit different than most conventional portfolio managers and fund managers out there. Where are the risks that you see that will have people lose money? And where are the opportunities that you see where people can make money?
Great question. And when I look out over the next 12 months, in my opinion, by a country mile, the biggest risk has to do with how long interest rates stay at levels anywhere close to where they are today. What do I mean? Well, if in fact you go out 12 months from now, and 10-year bond yields are 4.5% to 5%, and the overnight rate, in other words, the Bank of Canada rate or the Fed funds rate, is within, let's call it 50 basis points of today, then as we move into 2025, I think there is a non-linear increase. In other words, it goes from that to that increase in the potential for there to be big problems in 2025, because you are on an increasing basis going to have growing amounts of debt that will have to be refinanced at markedly higher interest rates. Now, again, I'm not predicting that, but I believe it presents huge tail risk, as they say, if that were to happen. So to reiterate, it is the real risk is if interest rates are anywhere close to where they are today, 12 months from now. And that, of course, is going to be a function of inflation, which in turn is a function of the amount at which inflation falls naturally over the next 9 months. Plus, if the U.S. economy were to take a deep dive, then inflation would likely decelerate on an accelerated basis, which in turn would allow the Fed to start to cut interest rates and give the Bank of Canada room to cut interest rates. Remember, with a 72-cent Canadian dollar, if the Bank of Canada were to start to cut rates, our dollar goes into the 60s, and that's inflationary. So that's the risk. The opportunity is get ready to buy bank stocks again. Load up the truck. Not now, though. Not now. But I'm going to suggest to you, when the interest rates start coming down, that is when all of that, the trillions of dollars in money market funds, some of that will come back into the stock market. You will see our funds at Forge First increase their net exposure once again, because it'll be game on once again. And there's no better place to play game on at the bottom of a cycle than Canadian banks. One, because of the structure of the industry in Canada, and two, they have a benevolent regulator that is financed by you and me.
Andrew, just very quickly, we've got maybe a minute or so. Extend that thought into the bond market. Bond investors have been punished for 2 years now. Walk me through your thesis, about what's coming for bond investors over the next 12 to 24 months.
Well, obviously, it depends if I'm right or wrong on my view about inflation, and hence it'll be a longer period of time before central banks can cut interest rates. But my take is, if you're 74 years of age and all you care about protecting your capital, and you don't, 5% is good for me, then owning an investment grade bond to maturity, that's a perfectly good strategy. Having said that, I would not want to be trading bonds, and I would not want to be involved in private credit. What I believe is going to happen, call it 6 to 12 months from now, is interest rates at the short end of the curve will come down, but interest rates at the long end of the curve will stay higher. So what that means happens is, if you go back, 6 months from now, or 6 months ago, short-term rates were here, long-term rates were down here. Now it's gone like that, so it's only slightly negative. I believe what's going to happen is this: so that the short rates come down, the long rates stay higher, you get a normalized yield curve, and that's when you buy bank stocks.
Got it. Thank you for that, Andrew. It's been a pleasure as always. You take a complex subject and a whole world of asset classes and wrap it all into an easy digestible piece in 20 minutes. So we thank you for that. Now we've got to make that easy digestible idea for people in retirement, because it's scary and it's complex, quite frankly, never mind just in a scary time.
One of the most financially vulnerable times in a person's life is when they transition or live in retirement and they're living off their savings. Yeah. They need to make sure they've got a proper structure in place. And we're going to talk about that proper structure, basically how to bulletproof your retirement, on Tuesday, November 7th at the Carriage House Inn. You do need to reserve your seats. So go to morethanmoneyradio.com. That's morethanmoneyradio.com to register.
All right, stick around after the break, because we're going to have a conversation about whether or not shut up advice could put your long-term retirement plans in jeopardy. Stick around after that. We're on QR Calgary and More Than Money.